What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rob and Lonzo, that's who, here on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Welcome back. So we get the second of four of the most electrifying hours in sports talk entertainment underway. I'm Rob and he's Lonzo. Great to have you. Hope your weekend was spectacular. What a good weekend we had in the world of sports. Wimbledon underway. We had the NASCAR race Saturday night in Atlanta. I would like to talk more about that later on in the show. NBA offseason is hitting its zenith right now. It is hot and heavy. We've had some big names in the news. James Harden has signed a extension with the Clippers, $81.5 million for two more years. LeBron James exercised his player option. He will be staying with the LA Lakers, but he did have some words of, I don't know, either advice or admonishment. Admonishment? Admonishment.
I'm pretty sure it's accurate.
Let's go with it is. Let's sound like we're confident in what we say here on the show. Admonishment. Now I'm not confident again. Advice for the Lakers that came along with his exercise.
Admonishment, a firm warning or reprimand.
Okay. So well, I knew the definition was right. I was more concerned with, am I pronouncing it correctly?
You were pronouncing it. See, that's the thing. You pronounced it completely correct. I think it's bothering you that you're not pronouncing it weird. So, I mean, you know, that's a you thing, I think.
I'll take it. We'll talk about that later on in the program. This is a fun part.
By the way,
part.
Now all of us are trying to figure out a different way to say admonishment.
Admonishment.
Yeah, it's a weird one. I don't think there is another way to say it.
No, there's not. I just didn't know if I blew it. But I didn't. We're good. We nailed it. We're going to talk about the LeBron story later on because he's been taking criticism, and I think it's a silly thing to criticism him over. So we'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. Got to talk about the Atlanta Braves. They will be an item on the water cooler cheat sheet here in just mere seconds from right now. I'd like to get into that. And of course, remind you all that we are in the football doldrums right now. There's just nothing happening right now. The contracts are done with the exception of the drafted rookies, which we're seeing those trickle in, most of them already signed.
2 weeks, man. 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, right? In 2 weeks, you'll be at SEC Media Day.
2 weeks from today, that is exactly correct.
That's all we got is 2 weeks. It's a short week, so we got like one full week next week, and then after that, it's football season.
We are precisely and exactly 13 days, 23 hours, 56 minutes and 30 seconds away from starting the show at the College Football Hall of Fame on Monday, July 14th, and then running all the way through Thursday, July 17th. We will be live at SEC Media Days in Atlanta, Georgia. We will be there for all 4 days. Looking forward to covering that event. Looking forward to getting you guys some live interviews. We'll have coverage of everything that breaks. Obviously, we will have conversations that are going on regarding further conference expansion or not. It's been real quiet on the conference expansion talk, with the exception of the Pac-2 floundering off in the distance as they add Texas State to their rotation coming up here in the next couple of days. I think they can't join until next year officially.
They shall rise again.
I guess so.
And they will. So now they're a Pac-3?
They are now. No, they've got like Boise State's in there, okay. New Mexico State. Like, all there's right. other schools. But the point is more along the lines that the fact that most of y'all didn't know that is the point. That is the point. So we'll see what happens. If the SEC continues to look to grow in the future, or if they are complacent. I do think that a lot of the complacency on the conference expansion front over the past few weeks or months has to do in large part with the fact that we didn't know what was going to happen with the revenue split. We didn't know what was going to happen with the House v. NCAA settlement. We didn't know what was going to happen with the NIL rulings that come out of the College Sports Commission, yada, yada, yada. So we'll talk more about that. But again, the point here is that July 13th, 14th, 15th, and 14th, 15th, 16th, and 17th. There we go. Monday through Thursday, we will be live at SEC Media Days. Right now, we got to tell you what's going on in the world of sports. We got to tell you the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office, because you've got 54 minutes and some change to get there. When you get there, you will be taking a break to talk sports. You will need to know what's going on in the world of sports. And ladies and gentlemen, that is why we do this. It is the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the top three sports stories you need to know before you get to the office and start talking sports this morning. When you do, these are some of, but the most important, in my opinion, things that you will be talking about. Let's dive right in with item number one. We won't spend a ton of time on this because we will be getting to it later on in the show. After the Braves split a four-game series on the road with the New York Mets last week, they won the first two, dropped the back two. That left them with a first half record against their NL East rivals of 5-2. The Bravos returned home over the weekend for a Friday, Saturday, Sunday three-game set against the Philadelphia Phillies. The Phillies decimated the Braves in game number one. Atlanta got game number two behind Spencer Schwellenbach. Yesterday, they sent Spencer Strider to the bump. They dropped game three. Didn't just drop game three. It was physically a painful baseball game because Spencer Strider gave you seven innings of five hit, two run, four strikeout ball. 95 pitches, played good baseball off the bump. And for about the 10,000th time this season, an Atlanta Braves starting pitcher turned in an effort that should have resulted in a win and instead got tagged for an L. Of Spencer Strider's six L's, I would argue that three of them are games that he turned in an effort that should have been a dub, but he was let down again by the Bravos offense. Six hits in this game for the Atlanta Braves, two of them from Matt Olson. Sean Murphy went back to back in different games on Saturday, had a monster dong of a grand slam, did another one yesterday in the second inning. Outside of that, the Braves had a runner in scoring position for exactly and precisely one at bat. They had six hits. One of them left the yard. Of the other five, zero runners. Scratch that. One runner got to scoring position, got to second base. That was it. You're not going to win baseball games if your lone offense is off of the long ball, no matter how much chicks dig the long ball. If your lone offense is a long ball, and in 32 other at-bats, You strike out 11 times and one runner advances to second base, you're not winning many games. If you'd have told me that Spencer Strider was going to go seven innings and allow two runs, I would have said, hey, I feel pretty good about the Braves' chance. Even with the offense that they are sending out there, I feel pretty good about the Braves' chances in this one. I should learn. I should learn. We're going to talk more about this game, more about this series, and more about what's next for Atlanta coming up here in just a few minutes. Let's get to item number two. Yes, it is soccer that makes it to the water cooler cheat sheet. That is because a 4-3 shootout win over Costa Rica has propelled the United States men's national soccer team into the semifinals of the CONCACAF Gold Cup, the final competitive outlet for Team USA before they host the World Cup next year right here in the States. We didn't know what it was going to be. And I will say this, this game shouldn't have been this close. This year, this game should not have needed a penalty shootout to win. Costa Rica is a decent team. They are nowhere near the level of competition that Team USA will be facing when they get to the World Cup next year. But they are a team that has given us problems over the years. This is one of those, it's your Super Bowl when you face them style moments for an international side. This time, Costa Rica. The Americans trailed 12 minutes into the game, 1-0. They got back-to-back goals, one late in the first half from Diego Luna, another one early in the second half from Max Arfstin. It felt like Team USA was going to be able to ride those two goals to a stoppage time victory. Instead, in the 71st minute, they allowed the equalizer from Costa Rica. One thing I did not like, after we scored the second goal, it felt to me like we were playing a lot of our possession going the wrong way. A lot of laying it back to the keeper, Matt Freeze, who was in for Matt Turner over the last couple of games in this Gold Cup. Not a goalkeeper with a ton of talent with the ball at his feet. I felt like it was an unnecessary risk. It felt like we had made a return to Greg-a-ga-ga-ga-ball yesterday. But then it came clutch time. Then it came time to gut up and make something happen. Matt Freeze was able to stop three penalty shots, including the decisive sudden death golden goal PK late. The Americans able to move by on the sixth penalty shot. It was just the fifth international cap for Freeze. Made three saves in the shootout. It secured the spot in the semifinals. We will continue to cover the Gold Cup as we move forward. It is the 17th Gold Cup semifinal appearance for the Americans. Their 13th in a row. The Americans will now line up against Guatemala, who eliminated Canada's A team. We will play Wednesday at Energizer Park in St. Louis, and that will hopefully be an item on the cheat sheet on Thursday. We will find out when we get there. Let's get to item number three. The NBA offseason has reached its peak right now. Players moving, players signing, rosters solidifying. Here are some of the news notes that have taken place over the past 48 hours. One of the big ones, LeBron James decided to exercise his $52.6 million player option for next season. The NBA's all-time scoring leader said in the press conference announcing that he was coming back that he does expect the Lakers to compete for a championship next season and will be, according to ESPN, quote, closely monitoring the Lakers' moves, end quote, and whether the team is positioning itself this offseason for a title-contending roster next year. Rich Paul, his agent, told ESPN, quote, LeBron wants to compete for a championship. He knows the Lakers are building for the future. He understands that, but he values a realistic chance of winning it all. We are very appreciative of the partnership we've had for 8 years with Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka and consider the Lakers a critical part of his career. We understand the difficulty in winning now while preparing for the future. We do want to evaluate what's best for LeBron at this stage in his life and career. He wants to make every season he has left count, and the Lakers understand that, are supportive, and want what's best for him. It will be a correction on my part because I said earlier his 21st. No, it is his 23rd NBA season. Said he remains uncertain about whether he has one campaign left or wants to play multiple more years. James does have a no trade clause in his contract, is 50 games away from breaking Robert Parrish's record for most career regular season games. He will also break a tie with Vince Carter for the most seasons played in the NBA. Other NBA news, Bobby Portis is signing a 3-year, $44 million deal to return to the Milwaukee Bucks on a player option. Good news for a team that already knows they will be without Damian Lillard. He has scored over 2,180 points off the bench the past three seasons, the third most in the NBA during that span. We have got news out of L.A. that is not the Lakers. James Harden signing a 2-year, $81.5 million deal to stay with the Clippers, declining a $36.3 million player option. Will re-sign on that 2-year extension. This is the second year of Harden's deal, the second year of the new deal, also has a player option and is partially guaranteed. The Rockets will have Jabari Smith Jr. back. He is signing a $122 million rookie max contract extension. Rockets officials and Smith's agent announced the deal that extends through the 2030-2031 season. So they keep Jabari Smith alongside Kevin Durant. DeAndre Ayton will become a free agent, is buying out his contract with the Portland Trail Blazers. The soon-to-be 27-year-old had $35.6 million left on a contract that was set to expire next summer. Ayton and his representatives approached the Blazers about a buyout. Ayton wanted to go play in a, quote, winning situation, end quote. The Trail Blazers are not that. They also did add some pieces in the draft, so this opens up a little cap room for them. He is free to sign with any team moving forward, which is interesting because the Charlotte Hornets might have a little depth need at the big man position. Then there is a reason for that. Why? Because in the final addendum to an extended item number 3 here on the Water Cooler Cheat Sheet, the Hornets have made another move. The Jazz have sent guard Colin Sexton and a 2030 second round pick to the Hornets in turn for center Yusuf Nurkic. That was announced yesterday. The Jazz clearing room in their backcourt because they took two guards, the controversial pick of Ace Bailey. They also picked Florida's Walter Clayton Jr. Sexton is a 26-year-old. He's been in Utah for three seasons. During that time, has averaged 18.4 points, 4.2 assists. He led the Jazz in total points in each of the past two seasons and recorded career highs in both three-point percentage, shooting over 41% from behind the arc, and free throw percentage, hitting 87%. This past year, Sexton could be a replacement for Trey Mann. Trey Mann will be a restricted free agent this summer. Sexton does have 1 year, $19 million remaining on his deal before his free agency period next summer. The Hornets acquired, you will remember, Yusuf Nurkic at the trade deadline last season from the Suns, where he spent 2 years. He is in a center rotation in Utah that now has him, Walker Kessler, and Kyle Filipowski, the 30-year-old, on an expiring deal worth around $19 million. That's a cap move for them as well. I like this move for Charlotte, and I'm going to tell you why coming up later on in the show. I don't know where you people are. You're quiet on a Monday. I assume it's a 4-day weekend and most of you are on a long vacation. I don't know. I don't care. Get your ass on the show. 844-326-3663 is the number to text, to call. You can tweet me at the Rob Brown Show. Tweet Lonzo at Lonzo on Word. Get up at everybody in here at the Fan Upstate. Where are you upstate? Let's talk some sports here on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Let's get into this discussion for a minute because it is a contentious story that I think I am in a unique position to discuss. An investigation into unusual gambling around an NBA player has been opened. That player is Detroit Pistons guard Malik Beasley. Federal authorities are investigating Malik Beasley on allegations of gambling related to NBA games, specifically on prop bets about Malik Beasley, that according to ESPN, they dropped that news yesterday. The allegations date back to the 2023-24 season when Beasley played for the Milwaukee Bucks. During that year, he made a career-high 77 starts. He played in 79 games and averaged 11.3 points. According to David Purdom of ESPN, at least one prominent sports book here in the States detected unusually heavy betting interest on Beasley's statistics. He cited a gambling industry source that pointed to a game between the Bucks and the Trailblazers on January 31st of 2024. The odds on Beasley recording fewer than 2.5 rebounds moved significantly at sportsbooks before the game. They started from around plus 120, dropped all the way down to around minus 250 due to a big surge of action on the under. For those of you that are not gambling people, a very quick explanation on that. plus money odds, like plus 120. That means that if you bet $100, you will win back $120. Minus 250 means that you have to bet $250 to win $100 in return. Plus money numbers are bets that are more unlikely to happen, meaning that you get more money than you bet on them for correctly predicting that they will. Minus money bets, like that minus 250, are usually numbers that are more likely to happen. So it would be a plus money bet that Rob Brown is going to eat a healthy lunch today. Is it possible? Yes. Is it likely? No. So you got to bet a little less to win a little more. Minus 250 is something that is very likely to happen. Like Rob Brown is going to drink a beer this weekend. Is that likely to happen? Yeah. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. So if you take the dip that it will happen because it is very likely to happen, you got to bet more to make less. So the allegation is that Beasley, whose rebound number was set at 2.5, meaning that if you bet the over 2.5, you would have gotten a initially minus money bet, meaning he was likely to get three or more rebounds. Not guaranteed, but likely. Usually that means that player is, you know, getting, on average, three rebounds a game. That number moving from plus 120 to minus 250, I will tell you right now, you do not see a line move that much until it gets to the point that it's just a guarantee. Ordinarily, line movement like that is usually for something like an individual award. So let's say at the beginning of the year, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is an MVP candidate, and maybe he's like plus 550, meaning bet 100, and if he wins it, you get 550 back. Those types of lines are ordinarily set when there are 9, 10, 11 guys that could be the MVP. But if one of those 9, 10, 11 guys, let's say, gets hurt earlier in the season, that is one less dude who can do it. Shai's number's going to come down. And then let's say one guy, 2-3 weeks later, goes on a string of 3 weeks where he's only scoring 6 points a game. Then he was expected to have a big year. He drops out of the race. Then Shai's number might go from plus 300 to plus 150. Because it's more likely he's going to do it, you won't win as much money back off the bet. So for a number to go from plus 120, which means unlikely to happen, to minus 250, which means pretty damn likely that it's going to happen, there was some interest in that. Beasley finished with 6 rebounds. The bets that were deemed unusual, however, actually lost in that game. Beasley's attorney, Steve Haney, told ESPN, Malik is afforded the same right of the presumption of innocence as anyone else under the U.S. Constitution. As of now, he has not been charged with anything. The Pistons told ESPN that they are aware of the investigation into Beasley and are deferring further comment to the NBA. We already know that Jontay Porter with the Raptors was named in an investigation, found Porter disclosed confidential information to sports bettors and wagered on games. It was announced earlier this year that Terry Rozier, Scary Terry, was under federal investigation for activity related to unusual betting patterns surrounding him in a March 2023 game when he was with the Hornets. So far, Rozier has not been charged with any crime nor faced sanction from the NBA. I have seen a lot of people over the past 24 hours since this story broke on social media saying it is unfair for players to get beat up on for being involved in gambling when the NBA, for instance, is a major corporate partner with sportsbooks, FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM, whatever. It's not, though. It's not, though. They are a partnership. The example that I have used to try to make my point that it is not unfair for the leagues, baseball, football, hockey, basketball, any league, to be a corporate partner with a betting outlet, but still tell its employees, You can't participate in this. And my example is this. I work for a radio station. This radio station, though I do not think we're doing it right now, can absolutely run an advertisement for a, let's say, local beer. In fact, we do. Every year we have the beer passport, right? We give you guys the opportunity to buy this craft beer passport. And it is a little passport book that you take to X amount of breweries and restaurants and bars around the upstate, and you get to go try flights of or samples of a ton of different local craft beers. So we quite literally advertise beer here on the show. Do you know what I'm not allowed to do? I'm not allowed to sit here and crack open and down a brewski while I'm doing the show. And I can do it on my own time, but I cannot drink a beer. There is a rule that says, and a corporate rule, by the way, because I am allowed to, as long as I don't talk about it. I'm actually, like, if we were on remote at nighttime at a bar, I could have a beer while we're out doing the show. I just can't talk about it on the air. It's if you've seen the Shane Gillis Post Malone commercial for, I think it's Bud Light that they're doing right now, they're out on some lawn chairs, and Posty cracks open a brewski, and Shane Gillis is like, whoa, 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 whoa. You can't drink the beer. There's a reason for that. Because there is a rule that says you can talk about beer, you can advertise beer, but you can't consume it. Or you can have a beer, but you can't talk about it or advertise it, right? So that's a rule. But there are rules within the station here that say, don't drink a beer while you're on remote. On a company that, or on a station that regularly advertises beer. Same thing here. We can advertise gambling. We can advertise sports gambling, but the players can't do it. It's just a simple rule to follow. And the fact that people are busting up the league for busting up players who gamble on it, this should not come as a shock or a surprise. And the problem that I have is this. It's the same as when idiots go out there and they get a DUI or get drunk and then crash their car into a building. And then all of a sudden, the heat comes on people like me who just like to have a beer. Oh, I release the reckless and yes, a lot of people do reckless and irresponsible things. Rob Brown sits at the house and has bourbon, not a big deal. Ubers to a bar and back, which I do regularly, not a big deal. But it just ends up looking bad on me. Looks bad on the league when it's not that hard. Players, you can't gamble. It's not that hard. Follow the rule, retire, have $1 million, then go bananas after that. Like, why are we talking about this? Because it's a sports talk show. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
So we are rapidly approaching the point in the hashtag peak off season where I am going to ask the question that we ask of all of you every peak off season. And that question is, what is for you the realistic possibilities as to your team's football season? Set me a ceiling and set me a floor. What is a realistic best case outcome, and what is a realistic worst case outcome for your football team?
College or pro?
Yes. I mean, I do it for everybody. Clemson, South Carolina, Furman, Wofford, Carolina Panthers, Atlanta Falcons, or whoever it is that you root for. Now, we're rapidly approaching that. Probably in the next week or two, we will do our full day, and I will give you plenty of warning so you can get your prep work. It is one of the days that I am going to ask you to be over-engaged with the show. I am talking, we are going to take long phone calls. I am going to ask you for long emails. I want the most in-depth analysis outside of the season that you are going to give on your team. I want you to go as deep into the topic as you want to go. There's a reason I bring that up now, even though we're not doing that right now. And that reason is this. Last week and this week, I am doing a elevated number of broadcast hours even for me. I was on the BetMGM network for, I think, 12 hours last week. I will be on it for 16 hours this week as I am doing You Better You Bet. Every day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, I will be on the show. I got a lot. And the network, whenever I am on, no matter what show I am on, makes college football a priority. They know I do a lot of college football, and being down here in Southeastern Conference territory, college football is one of the emphases. One of the major sticking points that other hosts on the network that maybe aren't as checked in on college football as we are asked me to jump on. So I've been doing a lot of college football talk over the past few days. Ryan Horvath on BetMGM tonight, Brad Evans on BetMGM tonight, Nick Costos. I've been handing all the shows across the network. And over the weekend, I did three different radio stations local interviews this weekend. I did one in Pennsylvania. I did one in Oregon randomly with a guy that I met at ACC Media Days last year, who kind of called me out of the blue. And I did one back in South Florida. And we talked a lot of ACC and SEC football. And the conversation that has been brought up, as I have usually been brought on to specifically discuss Clemson and South Carolina and to do kind of overall topics of the ACC and the SEC, has been what are the expectations? Well, I always ask whoever I'm on with to give me theirs. Hey, as somebody who is outside of the mix, because I think I do a pretty good job of taking the host cap on or putting the host cap on and taking the fan cap off. But I like to get the thoughts. I like to get the opinions of people outside the market and see kind of where they line up and where they don't with people who don't care about or cover these teams on the daily. And what I have found is this. A large swath of people who are outside of our market, outside of our coverage area, and a large swath of people who maybe are outside of SEC and ACC territory. It feels like nationally, people are very high on both Clemson and South Carolina. Because I have asked most of them, if not all of them, what is yours? Somebody who's not in my market and is somebody who is not necessarily covering these two teams specifically within the college football landscape. What are your expectations? And I ask that as a setup for my answer because I like to hear them say, oh, you know, I'm in or I'm out on Cade Klubnik. I have bought into this narrative that Clemson's wide receiver room is back. I like to hear how many people, and this has been a talking point I've had about Clemson for the past couple of weeks, how many people are as bought into the idea that I am that Clemson's going to be successful this year, and it will be because of Cade in the wide receiver room, but that won't be the primary reason. I think the primary reason that Clemson is going to be wildly successful this year is the defensive front seven. I am sold on what they have built across the defensive line and at the linebacker spot this year. And I think there has been so much focus on Cade Klubnik, so much focus on the fact that for the first time in a long time, it feels like Clemson has a really good wide receiver room that I think a lot of people have been put to sleep on the front seven defensively, which are going to be a set of monsters this year. And so far in the people that I have spoken to and asked that question, very few of them, if any of them actually, have mentioned Clemson's front seven. But I have heard one thing, almost consensus, with like one exception of a guy who covers Florida State who had me on. And that consensus is Clemson is a serious, bona fide, legitimate national championship contender this year. Ryan Horvat, who I host with on BetMGM tonight on Friday, so not be on this Friday, obviously, as it is 4th of July, but have been so far over the course of the summer time. Ryan Horvat has three bets out on teams to win the national championship right now. He has one on Lonzo's Buckeyes. He has one on the Texas Longhorns out of the SEC. And he has one on the Clemson Tigers. And he's very in. I believe he told me that the Clemson bet is his biggest money bet for a national champion. I said, why? He said, well, I think Texas might be a better team. But I also think Texas has the SEC gauntlet. And fortunately for Clemson, I think the ACC is going to stink this year. He said, I think there'll be some fun teams. I think Miami could be a fun team.
This
I think Georgia
year,
Tech.
Did he say that with a straight face?
Well, I think he meant it as like more than usual. Because he is, as I am, intrigued by, say, Brent Key at Georgia Tech. Can't wait to talk to Brent Key again. Brent Key's a football dude. Brent Key's an offensive lineman whose only mentality is offensive lineman. And I love it. Just no turning off the O-lineman in Brent Key. I'm intrigued. Georgia Tech has Haynes King coming back. They've got some talent at the running back and wide receiver position. And Brent Key has now had a couple of off seasons to build a Brent Key-style offensive line. I think they're intriguing. Remember, Georgia Tech had Clemson dead to rights last year until they just ran out of gas because they're just not that deep. They're getting deeper. That's an interesting team. Miami. Last year, I kind of got to the point where I said, I cannot believe in the University of Miami as long as as Mario Cristobal is in charge. That loss to Georgia Tech last year, where all Miami had to do was take a knee, and instead they ran the football, fumbled it, and Georgia Tech got it back and scored to win the game. That's the mark of a coach who cannot live in the biggest moment. They're going to have wild amounts of talent down in Coral Gables. I just don't think they have the coaching to get there. He said, that's an interesting team. I agree. We both agree that they're, whether it's successful or not, Mike Norvell down in Tallahassee is coaching for his life this year. If the Noles do, our benchmark is their over-under mark. Their over-under mark in Vegas right now is 7.5 wins. If they don't get to 8 this year, Mike Norvell doesn't get to year, what, four in Tallahassee? Like, he will be gone. Doesn't matter how much they have to pay him. It'll be like a Jimbo Fisher situation. They extended him after the 13-0 season that they did not make the playoffs. They would have to come off that extension number. That's a lot. All of these teams are going to be interesting to follow. None of them as good as Clemson, but what's that old saying? Clemson this year in the ACC is everybody else's Super Bowl. That's the team to knock off to show that you are trending upwards or that you believe you are a championship caliber contender or whatever. And because of that, Clemson's going to get everybody's best shot, which makes even the games that they are heavy favorites that much more interesting than they might be in any other year. Not that that is new, but it's probably especially true this year. So even with all of those factors out there, Ryan Horvath has Clemson as a legitimate national contender. Hits his favorite bet for the season out of the ACC. Brad Evans is in on Clemson. Nick Costos, I believe, is in on Clemson. The cat down in Tallahassee, whose show I did over the weekend, said even though he thinks Florida State will be better this year, that it is Clemson's conference and Clemson's playoff spot to lose. I agree with him. I told you I was on in Pennsylvania this weekend with a cat up just outside of Penn State. He said the reason he brought me on exclusively is because he ran the simulation, he ran the season, and he believes that there is a Penn State v. Clemson semifinal game on the books this year in the playoffs.
All right, I'm not trying to rain on anything here because that's just not me. I'm all about sunshine. But how many years in a row has it been Clemson's conference to lose? Going out on a limb and saying...
It has been 1 year in a row.
Going out on a limb, and I'm talking about projections, going out on a limb and saying, Clemson is going to win the ACC. It's been that way for over a decade. It's when you talk about the ACC, Clemson's going to win the ACC. I mean, if you say somebody else, that would be surprising.
I am not going to disagree with that, but
they have been that good and they have deserved all that. It's not like they haven't. They have deserved the projections every year because they've been there, they've done that, and they still are the ACC, at least preseason every year for over a decade.
I am not going to disagree with that at all. What I'm going to say is the conversation, this is just me, the conversation feels different this year. It does not feel like it is about, oh, it's Clemson's conference to win. It feels more along the lines of Clemson's going to dog walk this conference and end the season undefeated conference champs and in those top four spots. Right? That, like last year, it was like, they'll win this conference. Where are they going to be in the playoff bracket? This year, the bet feels like they're going to win it. The question mark is, are they going to be good enough to be the first overall seed? Maybe. Maybe number two, maybe number three. Certainly in the top four. Get that first round bye in the final year of the 12-team playoffs, yada, yada, yada. It, to me, feels like it has gone from, oh, yeah, yeah, it's Clemson's conference to lose, and more, how hard do they whip everybody else, and are they 1, 2, 3, or 4 in the bracket, which is the more important outcome?
It really comes down to, has Cade developed enough in this, what, his third year? Has he developed enough to take this team back to where they were? And I don't know yet. We'll see. But I just, it's not a surprise that Clemson is picked to do this stuff. They're picked to do it every year. And it should be, you know, matter of fact. It should be, yeah, that's what we expect as a Clemson fan. If you're a Clemson fan, you should expect that because that's what you get every single year. I am not surprised by any of this stuff because you hear it every year.
Again, it is not about the fact that.
If they were saying this about Georgia Tech, that would be a surprise. If they were saying about any other team in the ACC, that would be a surprise. Saying about Clemson is, it's just another year.
Again, it is not about the fact that they are being picked to win the ACC. That, you are correct. That isn't shocking. I believe that has been the case quite literally every year since I've moved here in 2020. Unsurprising. I think the conversation for me is twofold. Number one, it is about the fact that they are not being picked to win the conference. They are being picked like consensus to dominate it. And the question is more, if they beat LSU at the beginning of the year, in the opening week, that means 12-0. That means undefeated. Is that enough to get them into those top four spots? Is that enough to get them the first round bye? Does that matter? Yada, yada, yada. And number two is that is coming from people in outside markets that I've spoken with. It's coming from folks in D.C. It's coming from folks in Pennsylvania, in Miami, in Tallahassee that I have personally spoken
to. Not trying to sound mean, dude, but they probably said the same thing last year. They probably said the same thing the year before.
I can guarantee you.
There's nothing wrong with being that front-running team and being good enough to get all these accolades every year before it starts and after it's over. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's not unusual.
Again, this isn't about being picked to win the conference. This is about being picked to be a national champion coming into the year.
Yeah.
And I don't think that to me hasn't been the conversation the last 3, 4, 5 years running.
If it hasn't, it's only been the last 2 years that it hasn't. Because that's what Clemson fans expect. That's what the country expects Clemson to be in a national championship picture. They have been for a really long time. It's not surprising.
This is a year that and I'm going to say coming into my fifth year of college football here in the upstate, I don't know that I have felt that everybody else has felt this way about Clemson, at least in the 5 years I've been here. Put it this way and then I'll shut the hell up. I am being called to be on radio shows around the country just because I'm here, just because I'm next door to Clemson. Right? Getting calls from people I've never spoken to be on their shows elsewhere because, oh, that guy covers Clemson and they're in the championship mix. All right, let's take a break. When we come back in the next hour of the show, got your audio blitz, some of the best audio we picked up over the weekend. Got John Blau coming up in about 40 minutes and more after Lonzo gives you this sports flash.
Football ain't about feelings, Rob. Clemson wins the ACC almost every single year. The Atlanta Braves dropped 2 of 3 against Philly, including a 2-1 loss yesterday afternoon. Spencer Strider was hit with his 6th loss, despite giving up just 5 hits and 2 runs across 7 innings with 4 strikeouts. Atlanta's offense had 6 hits, including 2 from Matt Olson, but put just 1 runner in scoring position through the game. Atlanta struck out 11 times. NBA offseason moves are in full swing. Blazers big man DeAndre Ayton is becoming a free agent. And is staying with the Clippers, agreeing to a 2-year, $81.5 million deal. LeBron James has exercised his $52.6 million player option with the Lakers for next season, confirming his 21st year in the league. Although I think Rob just said it's 23, actually. Caitlin Clark and Nafisa Collier are your WNBA All-Star Game captains as the top 2 vote getters in the league. That's pretty good.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Ooh,
inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.